Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A member of the Brooklyn Park City Council plans to run for the seat of the late Minnesota House Speaker Emeritus Melissa Hortman. Councilman Christian Erickson announced that he's seeking the DFL nomination in House District 34B. Erickson said on Facebook, quote, "I know in our communities this seat will endure as Melissa's seat. It is with great respect of her legacy, as well as the legacy of all those whom served before us, that I run for this office." Governor Walz says he anticipates calling a special election sometime this fall. People rallied against President Trump's big, beautiful bill Wednesday afternoon outside Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach's office in Moorhead.
Healthcare for all! Healthcare for all! Healthcare for all!
They're asking for a meeting with Fischbach to address the bill's tax breaks and cuts to Medicaid and food assistance.
The bill that was passed on Thursday affects all citizens in our country to devastating lengths. It's going to cost lives. And it's happened. It's done. We have to get people together now. We have to fix this and correct it before lives are lost.
Fischbach, in a statement, said the bill, quote, "protects Medicaid for those who need it. Our goal is to cut out the waste, fraud, and abuse." Public health experts and community leaders are holding a roundtable in Rochester today to discuss ways to lower a 17% increase in gun suicide deaths in Minnesota. Maggie Emery is executive director of Protect Minnesota.
What can our legislature do to help get folks the help that they need before a firearm suicide, and about strategies that you yourself can implement as a gun owner, as a family member, as a neighbor, as a community member. So there's things that all of us can do to help address and prevent this epidemic.
Emery says her group will continue to call on lawmakers for help in providing more mental health services. Many of the new 33 food items at this year's Minnesota State Fair have international flavor. Fair spokesperson Maria Hayden says the Somali street fries are delicious.
They're a blend of Somali beef sukkar, which includes spiced beef, vegetables, cheese, and herbs, and then they're piled atop French fries. So how can you go wrong with steak fries? And then also has a delicious white garlic sauce and green jalapeno sauce, so a little bit tangy, a little bit spicy.
Hayden says Lumpia City is one of the new 8 vendors, and they serve traditional Filipino fried spring rolls in 2 fusion flavors. A rare loss Wednesday afternoon for the Minnesota Lynx in Phoenix. The Lynx are now 17-3 after a 79-71 setback to the 14-6 Mercury. Phoenix outscored Minnesota 27-14 in the fourth quarter. Courtney Williams led the Lynx with 21 points. Minnesota plays again today in L.A. This is MNN.